closing in on 10:17. Welcome back. NOCO Now. Live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Thanks for being with us on this Monday. Obviously, the Power Trip follows us every single day, every single weekday. But there was an event that kind of caught my eye over the weekend that happened at Power to Play Facilities. I was talking, obviously, like we had talked about, my girlfriend had been working there at the time. She had notified me of an event that had taken place, I don't know, a scuffle that took place. Don't know what word you want to use there. But we wanted to bring on Michael Peterson, the owner of Power to Play Sports, to discuss this a little bit further. Michael, thanks for joining me this morning. Are you there, Michael? Michael Peterson, are you there?
I am now. We're having a little spotty problem with the phone. Are you? You guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Thanks for joining me this morning. Obviously, Michael, you've been running an event center for quite some time.
Sure.
These things happen, but you always hate when they do.
Yeah, and it hasn't happened probably in 3.5 years at our facility. But there was, there's a pending police investigation, so I want to be respectful of that. But I can talk in general of what transpired, and it's appalling that this type of stuff happens. But if we don't do anything as an institution, we become part of the problem.
Right.
And rest assured, that's not going to happen.
Right.
We're holding these people accountable.
So let's talk a little bit about it. Like I was talking about, my girlfriend was working the event, got a text from her about what had kind of happened. So these two teams, from my understanding, had played the day before. Things had gotten a little chippy then, but things just boiled over on Sunday. Am I to understand, was this a JV level girls basketball game?
Believe it or not, it was a JV girls basketball level game, championship game. You're correct. There were issues on Saturday. We should have booted the team on Saturday immediately based on our standards, but we tried to talk them off the ledge. They weren't having it. And unfortunately, I'm not going to even give them credit of mentioning their name or individuals, but you can go on the Power Trips Facebook or my personal Facebook. The videos of what went down of assaulting a minor, a mother came out of the stands, went after the opposing players. There's vulgarity and vile language and personal threats against our female management. And the staff at Power to Play handled it amazingly. The good thing is every inch of our facility, with the exception of the restrooms, is live streamed, and we have recordings and have been through it up and down, and they are 100% responsible for what transpired. The most disheartening part of it is their response was they were justified because of the officiating in their minds. It was all because of the officiating. So I guess in today's world, if you have a call or two that doesn't go your way, once we have the professional athletes and the college athletes back on the court, it's going to be a free-for-all for assaulting each other at athletic events.
So, obviously, this is we've talked about it a number of times, Michael, when you talk about the environment around youth sports as well. But again, this was, yes, it was a championship game in a tournament. I get that passions can get there. But for all the, I mean, this was an exhibition game, right? This was not going into a record. This was not going into anything like that. So want to be clear about that as well. Michael, I know that it may have rubbed some people the wrong way with that Facebook post. I mean, you lay it all out there, saying that they should never be allowed in a youth sporting event ever again. Do you stand by that? Why is it that you feel like going directly at this is the best way to do it?
You know what? I don't know if it is, but I do know this. In our society, this happens all over, and we even have other things going on in currently northern Colorado and southern Colorado where things happen, and they sweep it underneath the rug because they're afraid of things that happen in their facility. And if it happens in your facility, it is not your fault as long as you hold people accountable. But what transpires is in the club world, money is such a driving force that very few of these institutions will ever hold anybody accountable because they believe, well, then I won't get their money in the future. You are a junior or sophomore in high school as a parent, and a club director. You have a responsibility to, no matter what happens, to not physically and verbally assault an opponent. That's it. And if you don't like what's being posted after it happens, then just don't do it. Here's the good thing about this. This was a recruiting event for colleges around the region. And every single one of those colleges gets this information. And unfortunately, based on parents' conduct and the club director and the coach, none of those kids will probably ever see an opportunity to be recruited. The perpetrators, the ones that didn't do anything, they should continue to be able to play, but hopefully they'll go find someplace else to play.
Talking with Michael Peterson, owner of Power to Play Sports. So obviously gathered all the information and talking with everybody there. Obviously, like we talked about, in ongoing police investigation into this matter. With all of that being said, there was nothing in your mind or nothing that has come about that would have sparked or justified the response from the people involved with the assault that happened on Sunday?
Short of a felonious activity of murder or assault, what would justify in a youth sporting event a person being upset about a call, about a technical foul, or any actions on officials that would justify physical assault towards another human being?
To your understanding, Michael, there was nothing else. There was nothing else going on. This was directed because of a missed call or something along those lines.
Well, it was a missed call, and I can only go by what their club director sent us in an email. And not one word was, we were wrong, we were sorry, this was out of line. It was immediately justified because of officials, not just because of missed calls. They mentioned specifically they gave one of our girls a technical foul without a warning. And then the second thing was they had mentioned that the scores table gave the opposing team 2 points extra. So I guess 2 points and a technical foul was their standard. And if you watch the video, there is a woman in a white jumpsuit that literally takes 50 feet walking, and everybody in their party sat and watched and encouraged this felonious activity to happen, where they walked across and she literally, the 15-year-old girl. And for that alone, there is no place for that in youth sports. And, you know, and for them to say, well, this could have happened, which made us, that is just, I mean, it's not going to happen in the classroom. It's not going to happen in any business entity in our country. But yet we continue, not Power to Play, but as a society, we continue to justify this type of juvenile activity in youth sports.
Okay, Michael, I'm going to put you on. We've got a caller here. I believe that this is somebody involved in this. I'm going to put you on hold, Michael. I'm going to let them talk. I'm going to see what they have to say, and then we're going to come back to you. Can you hang with me for just a moment?
Sure. Right. I'm happy to.
So let's, I believe we've got somebody online. Is this, I believe this might be Mickey.
You want to talk about this?
We got Mickey from Colorado Springs. Mickey, you're live on the air with us here on NOCO Now. What can I do for you?
Well, actually, my name is Nikki, and my daughter is on the 719 Tribe team.
Okay.
And I actually can speak from the point of, I don't know what happened before the physical altercation, but let me discuss. He's talking about how a facility should be ran. He's the owner. You need to keep your staff in check. What that means, you know it was an incident yesterday. Y'all did not correct it. Then the day comes, and I wasn't at the game Saturday.
Okay.
So Sunday's here. And I don't want to go by he say, she say stuff, but what I do know is that other parents were talking to these girls while they were on the court. The coach let the person know, the woman in the blue sweatshirt that kept telling us it was her Second Amendment right. We all know where that goes. Why is there a reason for threats?
Right.
She kept telling people, oh, we have Second Amendment rights. Woo, woo. Now, the coach, all he did was go ask the facility manager, could you please check her? She's talking children. Now, my thing is, I, as a facility, you're supposed to protect, one, the people coming in. Two, we are to protect the children. What happened to protecting the children? I don't care about the loss of the game, whatever was going on with the shooting. Why did you not protect the children? Why did your management, after he told us that the ref was being biased? I don't.
Yeah, so I think we're kind of losing you there. So let me just be clear with what you're saying here. You believe, and what you witnessed were there were other incidents that led up to this. It wasn't just about a missed call along the way.
No, it has nothing to do with. He's trying to make it seem like we're pissed over the ref's call. Yeah, the coaches were pissed over that. That's something completely different. What we're pissed about is that how they did not handle their ref. Their management after other people are talking to children.
Okay.
What are parents supposed to do after other parents are attacking their children and they notify the facility managers and they fail to do something?
Okay.
I
hear you. I appreciate your call. Appreciate you putting your sign out there. Thank you so much for the call. I believe let's go back over to Michael Peterson. I believe we've got Michael on the line here.
You bet.
Michael,
sure.
you're back on air here. So did you have anything there?
Sure.
Anything
number one, she's self-proclaimed. She wasn't even there on Saturday. She has no firsthand knowledge about what transpired at all. And I'll mention two words. And you know this individual personally. Miss Allison Cheney was the individual running the event, first class, epitome, accountability. She has been in this industry, 3A college player, high school player of the year, Colorado State University. She's an incredible person. Anybody that knows her class and character, she handled this perfectly. And we let her handle this because she's qualified. I understand their concern. But even if all of that happened, let's just pretend that all of that happened. We're justifying physical assault on another human being, period. That's the nature of what just transpired with that phone call. This happened, therefore, we're justified to go physically assault another human being. And it's not like it's a little thing. When you watch this video, it's hard to watch.
It is, Michael. And, hey, I know you're can you stick with it? We got another caller here that was at the event. Can we put you on hold? Can you stick with me?
Sure,
is that all right?
I'm happy to help you, Tony.
All right,
thanks.
So we've got a caller on the line here. I believe this is Kayla from Colorado Springs. Kayla, thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning.
All right, so I know we talked a little bit earlier on the phone. You've heard a little bit of what Michael Peterson, the owner of Power to Play, has had to say. What would you like to say?
Well, I think it's unfortunate, Michael. I do know that this did kind of start on Saturday. And let me back up a minute. I don't condone anything that happened one way or the other.
Well, I don't think anybody does, right? We've got a bigger issue
right.
If anybody condones what took place on Sunday.
Absolutely. That being said, we're not going to get into the dramatics of it because, again, that is with the police, and that's where it should lie. As far as things that took place as far as between the teams, there was a little bit of discord on Saturday, but this was ball. I mean, they do that. I also want to point out that these teams, they live at Power to Play. They practice there and so forth. We have not, this wasn't our first time being at Power to Play. We've been there for actually, you know, I've had kiddos that have played there for years.
Okay.
With various teams. And this is not something new. We see this every time we come up to Power to Play. Not once have we been talked to about the events of Saturday. I know that the number was given and Michael was asked to call, which he did not do. I have read correspondence from Michael stating that, you know, we only paid a certain amount of a tournament fee, and this is what comes when people of low economic class don't pay the full fee, and I have it all in text messages.
Okay, because I was going to say, Kayla, that's serious stuff that you're talking about right now.
It is, and I have everything we need to prove it. But
okay.
We have not once been talked to about what happened. I know that Kenny has graciously offered to talk on the phone, not via text, because it is an incident that we felt like needed to be talked about. Again, he was blocked in every way, shape, and form, and that was clear in an email that Michael sent to everybody. And then he went on a, you know, social media rampage.
Okay.
About the, you know.
Yeah, Kayla, I appreciate you calling in and letting it. I'm going to give Michael time to talk back too, but we appreciate your calling. You got onto the text line here, so if you have any texts, if you want to comment, come back that way. Thank you so much for the call. Let's get Michael Peterson back on the line there. I believe we do have Michael. Michael, what? I mean, that's some serious stuff there. What are your thoughts?
First of all, I don't have any text correspondence with either party, so there is no reference of me ever texting any human being from 719 affiliated with this team. I understand they're upset, but I have always been very transparent, and I find it disheartening when these types of things happen. We never really hear about, you know what, this was wrong, this is inappropriate, we're going to change this. Something has to change, Tanner. It can't happen. What's the next step? Are we going to be talking about a Chicago death at a youth soccer tournament? Because we already have. So it's to the point where it's he said, she said. I appreciate the interview. My whole transparency about it is it needs to stop. And if you don't want to be, if I make a mistake, I hold myself accountable. If Power to Play Sports makes a mistake, we're going to come out and say we made a mistake. Everybody is absolutely right. When this stuff went down on Saturday, we should have never given any of those kids a second chance. The girl that threw a punch from their team to another player, we should have suspended and banned her immediately. But when we sat in a group afterwards, we thought, young girl, made a mistake, let's give her a chance, bring them back, and see what transpired. And then it continued all day on Sunday. And obviously, if we could go back and do it over, we would have immediately, when that first punch from their player onto another happened on Saturday, we should have banned the entire organization from our group on Saturday. So we let the dog crap on the carpet on Saturday, and they came back and did it again on Sunday. That is our fault for letting them do it 2 days in a row.
So in case you're just joining us, this is Michael Peterson, owner of Power to Play Sports here in Northern Colorado. Also, with talking about an event that took place on Sunday, where there is ongoing police investigation into the manor. Just recapping this a little bit as well.
Sure.
So what's next, Michael? Obviously, this seems like a relationship that, you know, hopefully at some point, hopefully you're transparent enough, you know. If these people who have called in today are this passionate about it, if they want to call you, they can call you. But what is the next step? What are you doing to ensure something like this? You know, obviously there's only so many steps you can take, but what's next for these two teams involved?
Well, number one, the team that they were playing is not a Power to Play Sports team. We do not host club teams. We do not have any teams at all. We are an independent tournament and lead director. So we have no affiliation with one individual team or the other. So that will continue. We are unbiased completely. We don't care. Number two, the police has the information for the investigation. They believe there's validity in it, and they will continue. If it wasn't real, they wouldn't be investigating it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Michael. The last thing is, I firmly believe, and David and the Power Trip have talked about this, there needs to be an accountability board at the highest level that holds youth sports misconduct accountable. And for every one person that calls in today and gives their side, there's 1,000 people out there that drive by a car crash on the road, and they all slow down and watch it and thank God they're not part of it. So when you go to a facility, there are 99.9% of the people that are sitting there saying, thank God these people are holding other people accountable. Otherwise, we wouldn't show up. I don't care about the perpetrators. If you don't want to be acknowledged, then don't do the crime.
Yeah. Michael, we're up against a break here. I know you guys are going to talk a lot about this on the Power Trip, and I know there's going to be that dialogue going back and forth, but I appreciate you coming on. We'll be continuing this conversation as things evolve, but thank you so much for being open, and I mean, it takes a lot to have that open dialogue back and forth and getting these thoughts out there. So thanks for joining me. We'll be tuning into the Power Trip starting at 11.
Yeah, we're in the building. We'll see you in about 2 minutes.
All right, thanks. That's Michael Peterson, owner of Power to Play Sports. My goodness. Feel free, if you have thoughts, text the Tatanka Grill text line 970-478-1301. Obviously contradicting stories. Kayla, who we talked to on the phone, is still texting here saying that they never did talk. So obviously crazy thing that went down. talking about the bigger dynamic of youth sports. We'll get into that first. Let's get to the bottom of the hour news and Weather Center.